This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I introduced an important addition to the impact statement we have been studying together. As important as it is to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity, as we live in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence, we will not succeed if we try to do that in our own strength. We need divine companionship in the trenches of life. I showed in our last visit that Joseph exhibited this while in Egypt. Jonathan, the other Old Testament example I used, likewise exhibited this in his life. One particular experience illustrates this. While David was at Horesh, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life, and Saul's son Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. "Don't be afraid," he said. "My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this." The two of them made a covenant before the Lord. 1 Samuel 23:15 through 18. He could not have helped David find strength in God if he had not found strength in God for himself. Only with God working in and through him could Jonathan walk, work, and worship with divine clarity in the midst of the human ambiguity surrounding his father's relentless pursuit of David with the intent of killing him. In his intimate companionship with God, he was enabled to encourage David while honoring his father. He illustrates the impact statement, "God wants us to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity and a growing relationship with him while we live in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence."